Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
All right, and believe it or not, we are dressed the same today.
Twinsies.
Yeah. Now, we're going to talk a little bit today about what we dreamed of when we were younger. What kind of goals did we have? What did we want to be when we grew up? So, Tiffany, what did you dream of becoming when you were younger?
Actually, I really wanted to be an actress because I wanted to wear the beautiful gowns, I wanted to walk on the red carpet, and of course, I wanted to meet a lot of sexy celebrities.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
I wanted to be a number of different things, mainly an astronaut.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought it would be really cool to travel into space, but then I realized you have to be really good at math. And I'm not very good at math, so I decided to become a teacher instead because I'm great at teaching.
That's great. So how did you achieve your dream?
Of being a teacher? Well, I moved to Taiwan and I took some training and then I just went straight into the job.
Oh, perfect.
So it was kind of easy, but at the same time, moving to a different country was really difficult.
All right. So today we're going to be looking at a lot of things about school and what you want to do in the future. So let's take a look at our fun fact for today and we'll be right back.
Reading. Fun facts. Perhaps you've heard the term normal school or normal university before. Take National Taiwan Normal University, for example. Why is this term used, though? A. Because these are very normal schools. B. Because people who go to these schools are normal. C. Because these are schools that train teachers. You're anything but normal if you chose C. The first school to use this name was the École Normale, which was founded in 1685 in Reims, France. The idea behind the school was to set a standard, or norm, for how teachers are supposed to teach. In time, a normal school became the place to train people to become teachers. For example, University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, was founded in 1882 as the State Normal School at Los Angeles. The teaching college included an elementary school where teachers were trained to teach children. Meanwhile, in Taiwan, National Taiwan Normal University was founded in the early 20th century by the Japanese. It trained secondary and higher education teachers. In time, these normal schools added other degree programs and became the universities we know today.
Okay, so our fun fact for today starts off with, perhaps you've heard the term normal school or normal university before. Take National Taiwan Normal University, for example.
That's true. I've heard of that.
Yeah, actually, I didn't hear about this until I moved to Taiwan. So
for
me, this was something new.
Yeah.
Okay, so we see our word here, term, T-E-R-M. It's a noun, and it means a word or phrase used to describe something.
Okay.
For example, we can say the teacher explained the terms used in the story.
Oh, so maybe there's some harder words that the students might not know, so she explained these. These would be the terms. Now, why is this term used, though? This term is normal, like normal university.
Well, let's take a look at our choices. We have choice A, which says, because these are very normal schools.
Okay. That makes sense. Now, choice B says, because people who go to these schools are normal. Well, I mean, like, I'm a normal person. I could probably go
normal,
to that school.
I think. Or it could be C, because these are schools that train teachers.
All right.
That's kind of hard to
I know.
Choose.
They're all pretty normal answers. Normal people, normal schools, or trained teachers. Now, the third one isn't like the other two, so I'm going to guess C.
Okay.
Am I right?
I Let's take a look, because I'm not too sure.
Okay. Well, the article says you're anything but normal if you chose C. So the answer is C. Now, the phrase anything but is used in this sentence. To use this phrase, we make a strong point that what is said is not true because the opposite is true. For example, Jack could be described as anything but mean. In fact, I think he's the kindest person I know.
Mm.
Okay, so anything but is used to say the opposite of something.
Okay, so next in the article it says, the first school to use this name was the École Normale, which was founded in 1685 in Reims, France. Okay. I'm not too sure if my French is very normal, but...
It's actually École Normale. All right. Now, the idea behind the school was to set a standard or norm for how teachers are supposed to teach. So... That's why they called it École Normale, so normal school. That's French for English, is normal school. And it's used to teach, or it's used to show teachers how they should teach, what is normal for teaching, I guess. So we saw this word standard, which is spelled S-T-A-N-D-A-R-D, standard, and it's a noun. The standard is the level that is considered acceptable or okay, or a level of achievement, so a high level of achievement.
Mm.
Okay, now for example, we could say, the teacher expects her students to reach a high standard and gets upset if they fail to do this.
Oh, so it means that we have to do quite well.
Right.
And we cannot fall below this kind of line.
Yes.
Okay, so we saw another word here. We saw norm, N-O-R-M. It's a noun, and again, and it also can mean the standard.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that it's kind of like the shortened word for normal.
Right.
So it means like something typical or something that is usually like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, the phrase be supposed to do or be supposed to be something is used to say what someone should or should not do. Now, in this article, the phrase is used to say that normal schools are places that should teach students how to be teachers.
Oh.
Now, another example is, I'm supposed to see a movie with Tony tonight, but I have to cancel because I'm sick.
Oh.
So I should see a movie with Tony, but I can't because I'm sick.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next in the article it says, in time, a normal school became the place to train people to become teachers.
Okay.
Now, the phrase in time means something that happened, changed, or developed over a long period of time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, we can say, in time, you'll forget that Frank broke your heart and meet someone else.
I hope so.
Oh,
poor me. Frank is such a bad guy. All right. Now, the article continues on. It gives us an example. It says, for example, University of California, Los Angeles, or UCLA for short, was founded in 1882 as the State Normal School at Los Angeles.
Mm.
Now, UCLA is a lot easier to say than State Normal School at Los Angeles.
I think so as
well.
Yeah. All right, so next in the article it says, the teaching college included an elementary school where teachers were trained to teach children.
Oh,
that's
so
good.
They actually have an elementary school in the college.
Mm.
So they don't even have to go to different areas. That's really interesting.
Yeah, and actually it's quite convenient. Mm-hmm. If you're a teacher, you can automatically kind of get the training just right there.
Right. You can go from your classes to the school, back to the classes.
Exactly.
Right.
So we saw the word college, C-O-L-L-E-G-E. It's a noun and it means a school that gives students degrees in a particular area.
Okay.
For example, we can say Andy trained to be a nurse at the local nursing college.
Now there's a difference between college and university in that universities offer degrees in many areas, where a college offers a degree in one particular area.
Oh.
So you go to a nursing college and you get a nursing degree. Whereas if you go to university, you can get many different ones.
Oh.
Yeah. So I actually learned that just this week.
Actually, I learned that from you.
Okay. Well, the article continues on. It says, meanwhile, Meanwhile, in Taiwan, National Taiwan Normal University was founded in the early 20th century by the Japanese, so the early 1900s.
So the article then continues to say it trained secondary and higher education teachers.
Is that different than elementary school?
Yes, it is. Okay. Because secondary here is an adjective, so let's spell it first. It's S-E-C-O-N-D-A-R-Y.
Okay.
And here, secondary describes a school, which means a school for children between the ages of 11 and 16. So sometimes this is known as junior high school.
Right.
Because secondary means something that comes second in a series.
So the first one is elementary school,
right,
which we also call primary because primary means number one. So we have primary and elementary, and then secondary and junior high. Now, when I was young in Canada, we always called it junior high school.
In America, we called it middle school.
Okay.
So it's a little bit...
It's kind of different,
but it means the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so for example, we can say, Carl can't wait to leave secondary school and go to high school.
Maybe he wants to meet more cute girls in the high school.
All
right, we also saw the word education in that sentence. Education is a noun, and it's spelled E-D-U-C-A-T-I-O-N, education. Now, education is the process of learning something, especially at school. And higher education means that you're learning at colleges or universities. So education for students from age 6 to age 18 would be just education. And then once you go higher, it's called higher education.
Right.
Now, another example could be many children receive their education at school, but some students learn at home with a parent. My cousins were homeschooled.
I don't know. I would love to be homeschooled, actually.
I think it would be nice because you could wear pajamas.
Exactly. But, and you don't have to be late.
Right. Late for school.
All right, so let's continue reading. In the article, it says, in time, these normal schools added other degree programs and became the universities we know today. So, yeah, a while ago, we learned that college was focused on just studying one thing, and then a university is where you can learn many different things. So the college expanded into now what we call university,
right,
where you can earn a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we see the word degree here. Degree is spelled D-E-G-R-E-E. It's a noun, and it means a course that you study at a university or college.
Okay.
For example, we can say Eileen is taking several science classes in high school because she plans to get a medical degree in university.
Very nice.
Very ambitious.
When I went to university, I received a criminology degree, which is actually a degree studying crime. So I took a lot of classes about criminals, people who committed crimes like stealing, and we learned a lot about why they did that, what was happening in their minds to make them want to do that.
That's really fun.
It was really interesting, but it didn't help me learn how to be a teacher. So I haven't really done anything with my degree since I left university. But what about you?
I actually got a degree in communications.
Oh.
So what we learned was about mass communications and kind of like journalism, everything involved in that.
So did you want to be a reporter?
Not really.
No. Oh, maybe you wanted to work on film or TV.
Yeah, I thought that maybe that was the
actress.
Different career path now.
Right. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. So let's get to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right. So today we're talking all about degrees in university and normal schools in our Fun Facts article. Now, Tiffany and I said that we wanted to, or we studied communications and criminology in university. But now that we're a bit older, we've been thinking about what we would study if we went back to university.
Yes.
All right. Now, Tiffany, what do you want to study in university now? And can you explain why?
I think that if I had a chance to go back to school, I would probably choose something related to business or management or something.
Right.
Because I feel like right now I'm a very practical person. And I see that, yes, you know, when you're younger, I remember when I applied for college, I had a hard time choosing a major. I want to do many things. Like, actually, I wanted to go to art school first.
Oh, okay.
Then I was like, maybe not. I'll do communications.
Okay.
And in the end, I realized that, you know, after you work and after you get some experience outside of school, you want to do many different things. So I think I would try to do something more business related.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
what about you?
I'm the same. Not business school, but when you said that you got older, you realized that you're interested in more things. When I was very young, I thought crime was cool to study, and so I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. That's what I'll study. But it wasn't really what I wanted to do. And I only realized once I got older that I really like working in film and television. And I don't like being on the camera side. I actually like to do the paperwork.
Oh, that's really fun.
Which, to many people, is not fun, but to me, is really fun. Now, it sounds really boring, but I just like to go on the computer and figure out how to put everything together and make it all happen. So, in my spare time, I'm actually studying how to do that.
Oh.
So, I'm not going back to university, but I am studying things for the things that I want to learn now. Now, what about you guys? You guys are going to university soon, maybe in a couple of years, maybe soon. Are you thinking about what you want to study in university? Talk about it with your friends. Talk about what you're good at, what you're interested in, and then talk about it with your teachers. They might even be able to help you choose a good university for that. Now, that's all the time we have for today. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. Perhaps you've heard the term normal school or normal university before. Take National Taiwan Normal University, for example. Why is this term used, though? A. Because these are very normal schools. B. Because people who go to these schools are normal. C. Because these are schools that train teachers. You're anything but normal if you chose C. The first school to use this name was the École Normale, which was founded in 1685 in Reims, France. The idea behind the school was to set a standard, or norm, for how teachers are supposed to teach. In time, a normal school became the place to train people to become teachers. For example, University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, was founded in 1882 as the State Normal School at Los Angeles. The teaching college included an elementary school where teachers were trained to teach children. Meanwhile, in Taiwan, National Taiwan Normal University was founded in the early 20th century by the Japanese. It trained secondary and higher education teachers. In time, these normal schools added other degree programs and became the universities we know today. Vocabulary Review.
Term. What term would you use to describe how you're feeling? Standard. The teacher has a very high standard by which she grades all her students. College. Mark is studying in the business college at the school. Secondary. Most students in secondary schools are teenagers. Education. It's important that you take your studies and education seriously. Degree. Tina spent a lot of time as a student and has a number of degrees to show for it.